Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the No Chaser Show with Mac Williams and JT Jerry Taylor. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220. And without further ado, I'm JT, and I'm going to hand it off to the host of the show, Mac Williams. Good evening, my brother.
Hey, what's up? Good evening, sir. Appreciate it. Great introduction. Glad to be back on again for this hour, short hour. I am, of course, doing the crazy things while I'm doing the show. And the number one crazy thing I'm doing right now is I'm driving while I'm doing the show. So I'm
okay.
On the road. I'm on my way down to Berry Farms right now. If you guys are out and about and want some basketball, we're going to be doing that at about 7:30. Hopefully it doesn't rain. And we are going to be playing our crosstown rivals, a rival summer league here in D.C. called Watts League. And they're going to come down and bring their best and play our best tonight. I'd like to start out by saying that this Sunday, we're going to be having the Goodman League Round Ball Classic. That's going to contribute to, it's going to be raising money for several charities, including Chris Brown, who's going to be playing on Sunday. In that game, we're going to have a lot of pros. If you're interested in finding out the information where it's going to be at, which is going to be Wise High School in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, go to thegoodmanleaguelive.com. Go on there and click on Round Ball Classic, and you will it'll give you all the information there, and you can actually purchase your tickets there on the website. It's going to be a big show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Gilbert Arena. I don't know if Miles confirmed Kevin Durant yet, but I know Ty Lawson. We have Josh Shelby. We have Sam Young. We have a lot of NBA talent coming and are going to be playing against the Goodman set. It's going to be a great time, lots of fun, just a good time for everybody, good family fun. So please, if you hear this and you're interested, please come on out and enjoy. Anyway, how you been, Jerry?
Not bad. I haven't been, man. Busy, but not bad.
Good. My subject this week, I'll actually be glad when this week is over. When next week is over, because I get back. Football is starting. Basketball is starting, the winter sports, and the shows are going to be a little bit better than they have been lately. But anyway. We're going to be talking about those things probably next week from football and talking about some other stuff. One of the things I wanted to talk about today was I know since we last talked, Paul Ryan was picked as Governor Romney's pick as far as VP, which I personally think was a good pick. Obviously, the Democrats think it was a great pick. I have no reason why, but they do. And I just, I kind of want to make a statement, and the statement is this, and let me just give it, in the old No Chaser style, look, my problem I have is that a lot of us, black folks, are, saying some pretty vicious and nasty things about somebody, about people, and I find that the very thing that we call, the guy on the other side, Romney, Ryan, anybody who's on the other side of the argument, some very pretty vicious names. And, this week I was kind of, told I was disloyal to my people because I wasn't with Obama. And, I kind of, I didn't get offended, but I kind of just got, you know, I kind of got mad, you know, and I kind of said, well, you know, it's funny, you know, so you're telling me, so if I wouldn't, so, you know, basically it was baseless, you know, I said, well, you know, you're stupid because you don't go with him. I said, okay, so, you know, I said, well, you know, I'm going against my people, you know, and I guess here's my point, I guess I'm making out of all this. I'm kind of rambling, but I'm going to say it, is that,
mm-hmm.
you know, look, I want people to have, let me make my message very clear. I want people to get help. Welfare is a program to help people who need it. Medicare, Medicaid, a program that is there to help seniors and help people who need it, okay? Entitlements are our biggest expenditure. It is the thing we spend the most money on, probably with military coming close second, okay? It's entitlement. But let's keep it real. I'm tired of us acting like seniors and black folks in general, and that's the only way I can talk about because I don't hang around a bunch of white people, so that, you know, I don't sit around with them every day at the water cooler, okay? And the attitude is that, you know, nobody wants to touch them. You know, everybody says, no, we're not going to touch that. No, we're not going to touch that. Everybody just needs it. Everybody just needs it. Everybody just needs it. Everybody don't. Everybody don't need welfare. Everybody don't need food stamps. Everybody who's getting it don't need mental health, whatever that thing is. They get saying I'm depressed, and they start. And the government sends them money. Everybody don't need Social Security, Medicaid, you know. And what I mean by that is this: it is the biggest waste, fraud, and abuse. It is. And what I find amazing is that I'm going through a little stretch here, Jerry. If I get hung up, I'll come right back. So you might have to fill in for me, but I'm in a place like that. But anyway.
Okay.
So I'm just letting you. So what I'm trying to say is I'm not against people getting help. I'm not against people having something, a safety net to help you for a while, to get on your feet or through a tough time. But what I get mad at is that, you know, people get mad because they're saying Paul Ryan wants to do away with Pell Grants. Or, you know, Paul Ryan wants to get rid of Medicare, Medicaid, and kick seniors off. That's not true. I've read the thing. 55 and over, it stays the same. People go on a voucher program. But when you read the stuff, these things are not to increase the rich when you look at it. It's not. When you look at it, it's not to this big scheme to help somebody else. When you look at the numbers and you read Paul Ryan's plan, it's not to do that. It is, you know, it's like anything else. It's like, Jerry, in your house. If you know you can't afford something, in your house, you have a budget, or hopefully you have a budget, or something thereby. You just don't go out and just spend your money willy-nilly any old kind of way and just waste money. You don't try to. You track
right.
your money and know where it is. You make adjustments in your budget or in your money to help save money. When you know things are tight, you eat beans. You don't spend your money on caviar and steak. You cut back. Because why? Because you want to have money. You're saving money. What I don't understand for anything in this world is why when a guy comes along who is an expert at budget and at money, okay, not somebody we're just saying is, comes along and says, hey, look, I'm not doing this to hurt nobody. I'm doing this so we can save it, so we can stay around and help those people, you know, who need it when they get to be seniors and stuff like that. But yet, I hear everybody talking, but everybody who's talking about this ain't read the thing. That's what I'm shocked about. You know, they're just repeating what everybody else keeps saying, like, oh, let's just repeat that line and repeat that line and repeat that line. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, man, I'm kind of sick of it. You know, and then people get mad because you're on somebody else's side, and it shouldn't be that way, Jerry. You know, I'm for helping anybody, Jerry. God knows I am.
Right.
I can't be a Christian and be against not helping nobody. But my problem
is
I just wish people would. This is another one of my number one frustrations, that we won't read nothing. We'll just go off the talking points off what we hear. And, you know, I don't know what your take is on Paul Ryan, but what I'm saying is if you want to have a debate with me, read this stuff. Because to sit here and tell me that a guy is going to gut Medicare and kick all the seniors off, that's an out-out lie. It's a lie. Because if you read what the man wrote in the bill, it don't do that. It stays the same for anybody 55 and over. And the people who are younger, like you, me, or other people who aren't of that age yet, we're going to get on a voucher system. But the voucher system is not to hurt. The voucher system is to save it. And then you still have the choice when you get on the voucher system of spending that voucher, that money, in whatever way you want. And if you want to stay on regular traditional Medicare, you can. So I don't understand where all this argument comes from. You know, and that's what I'm saying is, when I said that this week and I said I was going to do truth and lies, is that my main point was this, is that I just wish we as black Americans would do our research. Read the stuff. Stop listening to the TV and repeating, because that's all I hear. I hear nobody say I read it. I hear nobody say, you know what, it is this and is that. You know, and I'm just kind of frustrated with it. But I don't know what you think it is, and I'm interested in hearing on what you think about this whole,
Let me put it this way, and I'm going to be honest with you. I've been extremely busy, and I haven't been up to I've heard that he's been picked as Romney's running mate, and I honestly can't give you a serious argument about it because I haven't read enough or read anything on this guy to be able to form an opinion one way or the other. So I hate to say it like that, but
No.
I'm being honest with you. And,
that's called honesty, Jerry. You should never apologize for being honest. I wish more of us would apologize and just say, you know what? I don't know. Let me find out. Instead of shooting off at the mouth and saying, this guy's this guy's that. I mean, I heard people say, you know, everybody follows Romney and Ryan are prejudiced and racist and ignorant. I said, really? All of them? Like every person? I said, what about the black people? Yeah, them too. Really? I mean, that's just stupid and asinine, you know, to say something like that. You know, so, you know, my thing is, here's my take, like I told you last week. I just think that if, I know a lot of people don't like Romney. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't think Romney is, quote, unquote, the best pick in the world. I don't think Romney is, quote, unquote, the greatest, you know, representative we can have out there. With other candidates that I like, there was a couple I liked better than him. But the fact is, when I look at his record and look at things, I know a lot of people make a lot of arguments. A lot of people say, well, you know, he ran Bain Capital, and, you know, he took jobs, he did this, he did that, you know. And my thing is this. I'll put it this way. You have an economy, Jill. Your economy is in your house. My economy is in my house. When you have an economy, that means you bring in money, you pay out. You pay bills.
Right.
Pay what you owe. You take care of responsibilities. You do that, okay?
Right, right.
And if a guy has an economy, if a guy has an economy in his house, and his economy in his house, and he can handle that, why wouldn't I want a guy, a business guy, who all he's done all his life is handle economy? Whether it's been the Olympics, whether it's been in business, we're not talking about taking over mom and pop. Millions and billions of dollars of business that he's taken over, restructured. Some of the companies that we have right now, like Facebook and other ones, are companies that have come out of what he's done, out of companies he took over and created out of that. So my thing is, I look at it this way. Why would I not want a guy who's already, why would I want to give a guy a chance who's already been doing that, as opposed to a guy who has not done that, who's never done that? And that's not a knock on Obama, because I'm not saying it in a derogatory way toward Obama. It's just like, you know, you've done certain things, Jerry, all your life that I've never done. And that's just the truth.
Right.
I can't do it like you can, Jerry. You just do things that I ain't never done. You know? So I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't understand where all this animosity comes from with Romney coming in and he's going towards the rich. And I'm like, dude, I mean, let's be honest.
Well,
you know,
my question is this, and I had a discussion with somebody today about this, somebody who happens to be on the opposite side of the aisle of myself. Because of Romney, and because of he comes from money, he's got a lot of money. Where the doesn't make I mean I shouldn't say it doesn't make a difference. You know where I stand on where his money should be, but he's got a lot of money. Do you think because of the amount of money and his social status and his economical status, he's able to identify and understand what's going on in the country and be able to relate to someone in the middle class on what they may be feeling in this economy, because his perspective on the economics is a lot different than you and I, because the fact is his financial status is a lot higher than ours is, and you think that may skew his judgment on what should be done for the country.
Absolutely, I don't think so at all, and I tell you why. I'll give you an example, Jerry. You know, Jerry, people mm-hmm. bring up this this whole excuse. I hear them sometimes, and they bring up this thing, and it's really funny. They bring up this thing where they say, well, like, for instance, I had a guy the other day tell me, well, look at all the good Obama's done. And when he started naming some things, you know, I was like, okay, well, he got Osama, he got this, he got this, he got that. And I told him, I said, that's great. That's really great. But what does that have to do with my wallet, with me not working for over a year? What does that have to do with that? I don't care about that. So here's what I'm saying to you. Here's what I'm basically saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers are numbers. Economics are economics. I don't care if he's a billionaire. I could care less. All I care about is results. Here's the thing. If he's already been dealing with millions of dollars, okay, think about it. If he's already been dealing with millions and billions of dollars and dealing with budgets and restructuring, think about it. Fixing businesses. That's pretty much what bank capital. They come in, they take it over. They have to fire sometimes. They hire. They restructure. They refocus. They put money into it to fix the things, pay the bills. This is what a venture capitalist does. They fix businesses. They fix economies. They fix stuff. So what I'm trying to say to you is that do I really care about if he sees it from my perspective? No. Because here's the thing. Think about it this way, Jerry. Jerry, if my taxpayer money is going to people who don't need it or being wasted or getting fraud and we're going into debt and I care about my kids, I want somebody to fix it. I don't care if he's from the planet Mars. I want it fixed. I don't care who provides me a job. I need a job. I don't care who gives me money. You could have you could have a guy that you hate, his guts. And if you were in a destitute position and you were in a bad position and that person came up to you and gave you $1 million and took you out, you're not going to feel too much bad about it. You may not like him a lot, but you're going to be appreciative for what he gives you. So what I'm trying to say to you is I think we get into this, we fool ourselves into thinking that we're so worried about, can this guy relate to the middle class? Can this guy relate to me? Look, I don't care who relates to me. A lot of people gave me a job at a billionaire, and they don't relate to me at all. Do you think I care? No. Well, do you think I care about the benefits? No, I don't. I just care about what goes on, what's in my pocket, what goes on, and what is he providing. But you can't. I think that's where we have the problem is that we're too busy listening to the talking points, and these people on TV are telling us, these liberal people, whoever, are telling us, well, he doesn't relate to you because he's rich. I don't.
Well,
what do I care? A poor guy never gave us a job, dude. Never.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying is this: he's in the higher income bracket of
mm-hmm.
the top 1% of the top 1%
right.
in the nation. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So, the worry is, and I would say it's for me too, that he's going to protect that top 1% versus trying to get some relief for the remainder of the 99%. You follow what I'm saying?
No, I follow what you're saying. I agree. I hear what you're saying. But here's the problem I have. The problem that I have, honestly, between me and you, the problem that I have is that in the end, I don't. When you say, well, he's going to protect those top 1%. Here's where I am. I don't care if he protects that. I personally. Now here's where I am. Okay, and I give it to you real plain. If you write down on a piece of paper, if you pass the bill, and you say, and Jerry Taylor says, look, in my first, I got a bill that's going to help the middle class. And I'm going to save us money. I'm going to flash some things and do some things like that. Now, you're a billionaire. I don't care if you're a billionaire. I don't care where you're from. I don't care if you say, now, people can sit and tell you all day, well, you know what, Jerry protects the top 1%. You know, Jerry does this and Jerry does that. I don't care. I look at your policy. If you pass a bill and I read your bill and your bill is to slash things and do things that I see you're doing and you pass a bill like that, I don't care what people say about you. So what I'm trying to tell you is, what I'm saying is, I look at your experience and I look at your policy. What are you trying to do? And if you can articulate that and put that on paper and pass a bill, and you tell me you can do that, and it makes sense to me in my head, I'm good with that. But I just think we get sidelined with these little. I think we get sidelined with a lot of BS, which is, well, we ain't gonna, you know, he can't relate to, he gonna protect the top 1%. Look, man. I don't understand. It's like getting a job from a guy who's a billionaire. He gives me a job and I'm working every day in the place, and he's got his money in tax haven. What do I care? What I'm trying to say, Jerry, is Jerry, all I care about is results. Fix or make better what's broken. I don't care if you're protecting the top 2%. And the thing about it, if you're protecting the top 2%, okay. All I'm worried about is what are you doing for my group? But if I read your policy, what you're telling me matches up with what you're doing and what you're passing, and it makes sense to me and I read it, what do I care what other people say about you? Because I see what you got, because I got it on paper. I have it. I see it. You have it. I've done it. So what I'm trying to say to you, Jerry, is get what you're saying. But I think the problem is that we get so caught up in what a person is and what they've done as if they can't fix it. It's like saying a guy who is a professional flip offer can't mop with a regular mop. It's like, that's stupid. It's like, he can. Why can't he? So I guess what I'm trying to say is what I've read on Romney and when I look at his experience, when I look at what he's done, here's what I'm saying. I'm not going to sit and tell you he's perfect. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to fix it. I don't think nobody can fix it. I think things can be improved and get better over the long term, or it'll take a long time to fix it. It's going to take years. We won't be here if the world's still turning if they fix it. But I guess what I'm trying to tell you, Jerry, is that, Jerry, I just want solutions to what's going on. I don't care who does it. If Obama's policies, if I read his bills and his policies, and his policies were to save money, to slash budgets, to do the tough belt tightening and touch entitlements instead of saying, no, I'm not going to touch entitlements, I'm going to find it somewhere else where the biggest waste is, I'd be the first one to say, you know what, I'm for Obama. Obama's trying to do it. Now, the one thing, like I told you, you heard me say it before, I give him credit. The man wants to help people, and I believe both sides want to help people. I really do. Even though you guys think that because, you know, they're rich, because they're Republican, all they care about is rich people. I say that's false. In fact, I say that's a lie. And the reason why I say that is because I wish you could have looked. I should have emailed you the list of the 16 richest politicians. And out of the 16, 10 of them were Democrats. And I'm not talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking about some real money. So my problem is, why is it wrong? Everybody who's a politician tends, as far as when you're talking about president, vice president, when you're talking about Senate, you know, all that, these people are millionaires and billionaires. So my thing is, if being rich disqualifies you and say, well, you protect the super rich, Well, God dang, nobody up there, nobody on Capitol Hill would, or the White House would qualify.
No, see, well, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but what this is, right. let me clarify a little bit more. What I'm saying is this: he's in the top 1%. The fear is that he'll protect the top 1% on the backs of the 99%. You follow me?
No,
that's what the fear is.
Okay, but here's the thing. Look at it this way. I understand what that fear is. But it's the same fear that we have with every president. Well, I fear he'll do this if we let him have a chance. But we took a chance on a guy who had no experience, hasn't been a mayor, a governor, hasn't ran a business, hasn't had to do no payrolls, no nothing. A guy who has no business experience or dealing with millions and billions of dollars. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but we gave that guy a chance. So what I'm saying is, why not give the guy a chance who's been dealing with millions and billions of dollars of budget, of surplus, of overflow, of fixing businesses with millions and billions of dollars? Why don't we give him the ultimate chance with the ultimate economy?
Well, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here.
Huh?
I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. I'm gonna take a couple of steps back on something you said. That you said that if Romney gets into office, that he probably won't fix it, and this probably won't be fixed in our lifetime, because this is going to take a while to fix. Well, I had made that statement a few shows ago, that Obama had said that it's not going to be a short fix, and I know what your response is going to be, but I'm going to finish this anyway. He said it wasn't going to be a short fix. This is going to take a while to fix because all the economical problems that are in the economy. That it's not going to be a short fix. This is going to take a while to fix. I know what your response is going to be, or have an idea what your response is going to be, because if it's like it was last time, you're going to say, I understand. He said it's going to take a while to fix. But you're looking for some progress. Am I right in assuming your response is going to be?
Right. So I'm not. That's why I was. But just so you can say I'm not being unfair, I never said. That's why when you said to me that, I didn't have a problem with the fact that stuff is still bad. But when you look at his record and what's happened in the last 4 years, nothing has gotten better. People can sit and say it has, but the numbers don't lie. The numbers don't add up. Gas prices are higher than they were when he took office. Unemployment's higher, took office, and he spent $787 billion of our money. He signed it and said it would get better, and it didn't. We're in worse economic shape than we were 4 years ago. Now, is all of that Obama's fault? Has America been in this bad situation way before he did? As far as deficits, yes. Has it always been this bad? No. Because the one Democrat you had in who was Bill Clinton, it wasn't. But let me tell you the difference between Bill Clinton. The difference with Bill Clinton, and everybody and every black person I know thinks he's a hero, and he is. He's a good guy. But you want to know why he was so, you want to know why Bill Clinton was so successful in his presidency? And the main difference between him and Obama is the fact that Bill Clinton didn't make the Republicans his enemy. He moved to the middle, and he compromised, and he worked with both sides, and he got a surplus. He got things. He took some Republican ideas along with his own. He didn't sell his party out, but he worked. With this guy, Obama, he don't like the Republicans at all. He don't work with nobody. He says it. He opens his mouth and says it. But I haven't seen one bill or one thing he's passed with bipartisan support that people have said, you know what, that was a good move. You have to have a willingness in order to do it. And the problem is that through these whole four years, he's never embraced anything that they've done. He's always shot it down and said, we're going to do what we want to do. And use the excuse that, well, you know, Republicans keep blocking. I hear that. But for almost 2 years, he had it all in his way, and he could pass whatever the hell he wanted. And the only thing he did was the medical, was the health insurance. That's it. So right or wrong, which I'm not saying he's right or wrong, what I'm saying to you is this. What I'm saying to you is that as the president, he hasn't moved to the middle and been moderate enough to come in and say, you know what, I know I got a hard line over here. Let me scoot over a little bit and give a little bit and get in the middle here and say, okay, let me really seriously look. I mean, even with me and you, we can look at things and say, I can say, Jerry, you're totally wrong about that. And you can say, Mac, you're totally wrong about that. But there's certain ideas I can come to and say, you know what, I really don't like what you're doing, but you know what, I'll try that. If that works, let's try that. Let's try your idea, Jerry, and maybe that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
If you do this, I'll do that. That's what it's all about. But I've never heard him say, I've never heard Obama, he say a lot, but I've never seen him actually do it and say, okay, I'm going to do this. Or, you know what, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to make this work. I've never seen him do it.
Well,
my problem is, you know, that's my problem.
I look at it this way, and I think I wouldn't say I'm right, but I think I have a pretty good perspective on why we're at where we're at between as it relates to both parties. When Bill Clinton was in office, there was a lot of animosity between the two parties.
Right.
But Bill Clinton was a bridge mender, I should say, or to lack of a better word. I understand. You're exactly right. He did go across the aisle and took ideas from the Republican Party and compromised to get things done because he...
And both sides, Jerry, to his credit, both sides contributed in that surplus. But that's not how black people tell it. They think it was Bill. And I'm like, yeah, but trust me, some of them ideas and some of those things were from both sides, and both sides should take credit for that surplus. And that's because they worked together. Some of the ideas worked that they had, some of the ideas worked that the Republicans had. And some of those ideas, putting them, implementing them, made it work.
But toward the end of his presidency, in my opinion, there was a lot of growing animosity between the two parties, which with the election of George Bush and all the controversy of the voting, it created that much more animosity. And throughout the years of George Bush, who wasn't a bridgeman, who wasn't a person who built bridges, he pretty much told the other party to take a flying leap, and that created more animosity. So after George Bush, now we have Obama. Now we have someone who's of the opposite party that was before Bush, who is a Democrat now.
Mm-hmm.
We got a growing animosity over a period of almost a decade or so of the two parties going head to head each other and trying to do each other in and trying to point fingers at who's causing the problems to where we're at now, where there's so much venom, where there's so much venom between the two parties, you can't get anything done because the fact is that one party won't give the credit to another party for a good idea because that will put that party in a good light and put the other party in a bad light. And that's why we're so freaking screwed up because there's probably programs out there that I don't know about that will benefit and help the economy and benefit people, but because the two parties can't come to some type of consensus, we're in a state and we can continue to be in a state until somebody breaks this animosity between the two parties,
right? And I truly believe that. And I agree with that. Part of that is on the Republican side and with Congress, but part of that. But at the same time, the man in the office, the main man in the office, has to get off the pot and say, you know what? I got to set the example. I got to do it. It can't be this way. And he's got to do it, and he's got to be the one to do it. And he hasn't been. It's like It's like in your house, your kids can sit and argue, fuss, fight, cuss, do whatever they want, but it takes Jerry to get up off his butt and say, you know what? You know what? I'm the head. I'm number one. I'm going to reach across here and go deal. I'm going to deal with this, and y'all going, and we're going to get something done. Y'all going to stop fighting or whatever. Now, y'all want to fight, do whatever, that's fine. I have the power to overrule it and get some things done, so let me get it done. That's the problem I have with Obama, is that he hasn't taken that. Instead, he's joined in with the other side and just said, screw y'all. I'm going to do this, and we're going to do this, and that's how it's going to be, and that's it. So I blame him just as much as I blame the Republicans, because they're being stubborn. Congress, Boehner, they're sometimes they get on my nerves because they go, and I'm like, man, come on, man, y'all got to do something about this, you know. So, you know, so like I said to you, I agree with that, and I don't have a problem with it. You know, I agree with you on that. You know, but it's something where they are going to have to, you know, they're going to have to get up off their butts and do something. I mean, they're going to have
to.
I tell you
the truth, Mac. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch MSNBC. I don't watch Fox Sports. I mean, Fox. Because the fact is, you're getting one side, and then you're getting the other side. You're not getting any. Each side has an agenda. Fox has an agenda. MSNBC, CNN, they have an agenda.
I agree with that. And I watch all of them. Just so you know, I kind of blop around and see the other side. I see all of them, but at the same time, the difference is that I read, and then I go, and then when those TV shows put up something, which a lot of them don't, but when they put up something and say, here's the source, I go to the source and go research it and read it and look for it myself. If Paul Ryan says, I have put out a budget and I haven't read it, well, I need to go read it if I want to know whether it's real or not, if it's really happening or not, or what have you. I need to go check that out. So then I'll go do it.
Well,
that's the problem that I have with a lot of us, is that we won't go do that.
Well, it's not just black people. It's with all people. All people, I shouldn't say all
right.
people, but the majority of the people, regardless
right.
of what race it is,
right.
they listen
right.
to whatever media outlet that they favor, whether it's Fox
right.
or CNN, who
right.
to make them feel good about their position
right.
and believe whatever Fox or MSNBC or CNN is putting out as the absolute truth, with no agenda associated with it, without
right.
reading the exact text of what's going on.
Right. I give you that. But here's my thing. For instance, I give you an example. For me, it's you're right. But I can listen to all of them, but here's the difference. The difference is, if they tell me to go to the CBO, which is the Congressional Budget Office, I'm going to go to the Congressional Budget Office and read it. That's official. That's government. That ain't nobody just making an opinion. Those are numbers. So what I'm saying to you is that when I go and hear something like that, or read something like that, the numbers are the numbers. I don't care what the guy on MSNBC says, or Fox, or CNN, because if I know, I go look at the labor statistics website, which is an official government site, and they say that black unemployment with African Americans 14.2%, I don't care if that guy can say whatever he want on TV. He can say, y'all sick, y'all make me sick, I hate y'all. He can say, you know, he can say Obama's the best thing for sliced bread. He's hired so many people. Done. But, see, I just saw the facts, and the facts don't lie. So what I'm saying to you is I'm not – and when you say that, you're right. But the only reason why I emphasize African-Americans, my own people, is because that's who predominantly 99% of the time I'm talking to and deal with. So I think it's wrong for me to say, well, you know, white people just listen. I don't know. I'm not going to, but you're probably right in that, yes, probably predominantly most people are not researching in, but I'm just talking about who I deal with. I'm not a person who just says, it's just like, it's because if that's the case, then I can be just as ignorant as the rest of the people who sit and say, yeah, everybody who follows Romney and Congressman Paul Ryan are racist and prejudiced. Stop. Really, all of them? How can you say all? You don't know all. You know, so I'm not going to sit here with you and say, well, you know, I'm not saying all black. I'm just saying the people that I deal with, a lot of them are people who don't do their research, and they're not doing. They're just spewing off what the TV says. And
I'm okay.
Read the
okay.
Thing.
I, I, I understand what you're saying, but you're picking out one group when I'm saying this, and I'm not picking out one particular group. Right. I'm saying the majority of the people, and I don't know the statistics. But if I did, I probably would give it to you. But mm-hmm. I don't think I'm far off base by saying it's the majority of the people do not read or research what's going on and are going off some news media outlet that supports their side of the aisle. So it doesn't make a difference whether they're white, doesn't make a difference if they're Asian or black or Hispanic. It doesn't make a difference. I'm saying the majority of people do not I believe the majority of people do not do that. So when you pick out black people, then I have an issue with that because you're picking out one woman. You're picking out one particular race versus the majority of the people
I'm making a guess. I'm not going to – Jerry, I am never going – let me tell you something about me. I am never, mm-hmm. never going to assume and make a broad statement about a bunch of people unless those are the people that I know or I think I know it for sure. I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to sit and say that every white person who follows Romney and Paul are racist because I don't know them. But the people that are on Facebook talking to me, the people that are on Facebook calling me names, the people who are pissed off at me are not white folks. They're black folks. So I have a right to say, this is my experience with these black folks. They're not doing their research. And I'm not going to back off that statement because that's the truth. Whether it offends anybody or not, I don't care. That's the truth. I don't sit and talk to white people. I don't have a group of white people hanging in my house, near my house, around my house. I talk to them, but we don't talk about politics. So I don't know that about them. So when I come on the show and I talk about my people because that's who I deal with. Now, if that offends black people because I say that, oh, well, I'm not going to sit and move off or change what I say because it's uncomfortable. Because you know what I'm finding is that I'm getting uncomfortable with a lot of people saying that, you know, I'm Uncle Tom or I am Uncle Ruckus. You know, I have people say that about me, and it ain't white people saying it. It's my own people. So excuse me if I say that my people who get mad at me, who discuss with me, who debate with me, who put the nasty stuff they put on my Facebook page or whatever about this political and because of my beliefs, excuse me if I say they're uneducated and they don't know what they're doing, okay? They're ignorant. They're not doing their research. They're spouting off the same stuff that I hear on the same stations. Let me tell you something. I know what they're watching. I know what station they're watching and who they're listening to because I watch all of them. I know because they're spewing, they're repeating exactly what I just heard the other night. And it's said the same way they do. So you have to excuse me if I tell the truth because I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We need to start doing our research. Now, will I say that every black person does it? No. But I can tell you this, 95% of the people that talk to me ain't read half the bills that they say they read. They haven't read half the stuff that they don't like. And I can tell you right now, I would bet right now that 95% of the black people that have said the nasty stuff and sitting debated me and love Obama and talking all this stuff and saying all this stuff have not read Paul Ryan's bill, and I have. I've read the Path to Prosperity, and it's not what they're saying it is. So that's the thing. If you want a debate, let's have a debate, but have an informed debate. Don't come at me with what you're repeating on TV because, see, I'm not going to repeat to you what I'm going to repeat to you. Here's my thing. If I'm going to repeat to you what's on TV, I can back it up with facts. I can go say, this is what he wrote. This is what he published. This is what he put. This is what this site said. This is what this government site said. There's the statistics. There's the numbers. If I ever do, I'll go find it. And if I don't know it, then I'll say, you know what? I don't know the facts on that. But I bet this, I'll say that. So for me, I'm not going to, I mean, you shouldn't have a problem, Jerry, with me saying that because, Jerry, I don't know Roman Catholic. So why would I say, that Roman, now, here's the thing. I agree with what you said, Jerry. Let me say this. I do agree with what you said. If you said to me what you just said, like if you're saying to me most people don't do their research, white, black, Indian, whatever, I'd probably say I agree with that. I'd be willing to bet that because I've seen shows where people have gone out on the street and asked people, do you know who Governor Romney is? And you got white kids that don't know who the hell it is. They ain't paying no attention. But yet they vote for Obama, but they don't even know the issues. So what I'm saying to you is, I'm saying, so don't think that I'm ignorant, like I'm saying, like I'm protecting anybody. I'm not. But what I'm saying is that when I'm just careful about when I speak, I don't, if, here's my thing. If I'm going to criticize somebody about saying broad statements about people, then I need to be careful with my broad statements and make a statement that I know of and talk about what I know, not just because I just want to, because I feel in my bones that's how it is. Now, when you said what you said, I agree with that. Most people don't. No, you good. Most people don't know. Most people don't care. I give you that. I agree with you 110%, man. I do. But at the same time, when I'm on the show and I talk about us, because that's the venom. That's where I'm getting the venom from. That's where I get the fight from. I don't get it from white folks. So that's why I'm saying that. So I'm not saying it in a racist way, like, you know, black people are the only ones. No, I'm just telling you what I deal with every day. That's what I deal with. And that's my only problem.
Well, let me ask you this.
And
I've seen some of the things that you said, and I've seen some of the things that people have responded to you to. My question is this. Have you not come across anybody that has done the research and be able to give you a honest debate without going into calling you hateful words or saying disparaging things about you?
No.
No.
I have not.
So you're telling me, you know why
I can say that? Because I have sat and shown people the evidence, and they dodge. They won't answer it. If I've had people come to me and say, well, you know, 55 and over, you know, he's trying to get seniors off this. And then I literally showed them the Path of Prosperity that he wrote and said, no, it's not. It's 55 and over. It stays the same. He's not throwing seniors off. The younger people are on the voucher program, and that's to help save it, not to give it to no. It has nothing to do with rich or poor. It has to do with he's making tough cuts to save it. But let's be honest. Most Democrats don't want to touch. Nobody wants to touch entitlement because they scare the hell out of everybody and say, oh, if we touch that, it'll go away and we'll destroy it. That's a fear thing. And what I'm saying is, but when I show somebody that who don't know it, you know what they say? Well, I don't like this about it. They completely leave it. They completely dodge it. I don't like this about it. They'll run somewhere else. They go to another point. Or they'll point to something else. They never deal with the fact that, oh, I didn't know that. Well, it's for this. They don't want to know. And the reason why they don't want to really know the information, they get pissed off because you give them the information, is because they want to be for Obama. They're Democrats. They want to go for that. And when you show them evidence that's showing them it's not what they're saying it is, and you see the facts and figures, most of them run. That's why when you say, I'm glad you asked that question. Like you say, have you ever? I've never had that. I have debates with you, but the difference is, Jerry, there ain't a whole bunch of them out there like you. There ain't a whole bunch of them out there like this. There's not a bunch of y'all out there that are willing to be mature enough to say, you know what, I don't know that. Or you know what, I would like to find out that. Or you know what, I did see that. You know what, you were right about that. We don't do that. We don't. A lot of them don't do that because even though you're for Obama and even though Victor's for Obama and y'all are Democrats or whatever, it's fine, but you're honest enough to say, I don't know that. Most of these people out here are way left and they don't care. All they care about, they steadfastly want Obama to stay where he is because he's the first black president or because they like him, because they're cool. It has nothing to do. They feel like if there's a black man in the White House, he cares about us. If there's a black man in the White House and he's Democrat, he's going to do for the middle class. And my whole thing is, just it don't matter if you're Democrat. It don't matter if you're black. It matters what's in your heart. What are you really trying to do? And I can only judge you by that, by what you pass, what your agenda is, and what your policies are. And judging by his policies and the things that he's doing, he's spending us out of his mind to fix something. You can't spend more money to save money. And let's be honest. Let me say this while I'm at it. if anybody in this country thinks that Obama's gonna get more money from the rich people, if he did, that money's gonna go toward the deficit, I got land to sell you right here in Berry Farm. I got apartments to sell you here in Berry Farm. That money not gonna go nowhere toward that deficit. All that money's gonna go into more waste and more fraud and more abuse. The government's gonna spend on whatever the hell they want it on, and that deficit ain't gonna go down now one bit. And if Obama did do it, I don't think they'd let it. But it's not gonna happen. So my thing is, here's what I'm kind of trying to say to you. So what I'm saying to you, Jerry, is I'm with you on. I don't run into a lot of people like you and Victor. I don't. That I can sit and discuss things with, and they don't get out of crazy, and you can admit that. Most people are not like that. Let's be honest. People get mad over debates about football, basketball. This society is not a debate society. I agree to disagree. What they do is when they don't change your mind or you don't agree with their opinion, they resort to calling you names and labeling you something
because
frustrated because they can't get you to believe what they want to believe. Instead of, if you tell me something, Jerry, about something that I really don't know, I have to let my pride go and say, you know what, let me go and check this out and see what Jerry's talking about. And if it's right, it's no pride in me to say, okay, you was right, Jerry. You know what, I was wrong. This society is not like that. We don't want to be wrong. We don't want our guy.
Well,
we don't want our guy to be wrong. We don't want our guy to be misguided. We want our guy to be our guy, and we're willing to lie, cheat, label, call names, be nasty, cut people out, get mad, and all that because we don't want our guy to lose. And I'm saying that's a problem in our society. Forget politics.
You can't turn a blind eye just because he happens to be of the same party. You got to have some type of idea of what you are looking for your president. And because he's black, fine, he's black. I understand that, and I'm proud we have the first black president.
I am too.
But,
and I am too. Absolutely.
But in my opinion, you got to look past that. Just like in a regular job, in a blue collar or white collar, it'll be the first black in whatever position that he's in. Sooner or later, you got to look past that and see what kind of performance he's putting out. If he's doing the job, or if he's not doing the job, because the bottom line is especially a president. Now, and this may sound like I'm leaning to you, but this is how I feel. Regardless of what party I'm affiliated with,
because me and you can debate, but you and Victor are honest enough guys that you can actually talk about it and say, okay, you're right on that point. Okay, I might see it that way, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But most people ain't like that. That's what I'm saying. So I'm not saying you're leaning toward my side. And here's the thing.
Right.
Jerry, I'm not trying to make you lean to my side. What I'm trying to do is inform people and say, hey, look, man, we need to do better with this. And look, because it's not about black and white. It's not about Democrat or Republican. It's about
performance.
Fixing the crap. Fixing it or getting it better, making improvements. That's all I care about. That's why I'm not a Republican, which people keep saying I am. I said, no, I'm an independent because I really don't like things about both sides. I said, But if somebody said, which way do you lean? Yes, I lean Republican, but I'm actually conservative. I believe in conservative because I was raised in a house where you don't spend too much. You spend enough. You don't overspend. You track your money and find out where did you spend it. You have to track your spending. You can't just, how many of us have had checks, spent money, and we sit around and do what we do? Damn, where the hell did that go? Where did that check go? And you can't even figure out where the hell you spent it all. So I'm just saying, I grew up like that, so it's not hard for me to understand different things. It's not hard for me to understand budgets and understand all these other things and why did this happen, why did that happen, this and this and this and this and that. So I'm saying, so that's why I'm saying to you, me and you are on the same page as far as we want to help people. I want to help the middle. I'm a middle class. But at the same time, I'm not going to vilify people for working hard and being rich and say, well, it's their fault, and we need to get more from them. Not when I'm sitting here looking at the stats that say 70% of the taxes in this country are paid by the top 2%. That's crazy. And so for somebody to sit there in front of me on stage, a president, and tell me the rich don't pay their fair share, I'm looking at you like, nah, dude. They are paying, they're paying more than their fair share. And then when I look at the stats, the government stats that say almost 50% of the country don't pay income tax and they're middle class, come on, man. You can't lie with that. You can't lie. You can't fight that. When you look at that stuff, Jared, you can't act. That's what I'm saying. It's not that I don't like Obama. It's just, it's like if I lie to you about something, you know the truth for sure, you're going to be like, you're lying. Like, why are you telling me? You feel insulted. And that's what I feel sometimes when he says that kind of stuff, because I'm sitting there going like, no, that's not what the stats say. That's not what it says. It says that 50% are paying most of the taxes.
Mac, yeah. I'd be remiss. We have a phone call coming in here. We got like a little more than 4 minutes left in the show. Let me see what this phone call has to say. Caller from the 765. Welcome to the No Chaser Show. State your name and your comment.
Hey, name's TJ Everett. Forget about the politics. What about the Indiana Hoosiers? Do you think they're the number one basketball team in the country? They're looking to be preseason number one. Does anybody really think they're the number one team in the country?
It's been
a long time since we've been up there. I'm not sure if everybody really thinks they're going to be number one. I hope they are. So.
The Indiana Hoosiers, they might be number one this year, but I got Kentucky going back. Ooh. Yep, okay. I got Kentucky going back. They had four recruiting class. I think they're going to go back. But
we have everybody returning, and we got a good recruiting class. So I'm surprised that we were number one in their little preliminary poll. But I'm pumped.
Okay, TJ. Well, we don't have too much time left in the show. I would appreciate your phone call. Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right. Jerry, it's been another fiery one, man. But you know what? I learned a lot from you, and I appreciate you being my co-host, man. At least you make me think, and at the end of the day, you know, we always can disagree to disagree. But a lot of points today I had to agree on you with, and I agree with that. So, you know, I appreciate you.
This is something I need from you. I need for you, because I want to read up on this guy and hit the information on this guy. Talking about the Ryan. Give me the information that you read on this guy, because I want to be able to be informed just like you are.
If you go put in Path to Prosperity, that's the one thing he wrote that out. That is a writing.
Say that again. What is it?
It's called The Path to Prosperity by Paul Ryan.
Path to Prosperity. Okay.
Right. But there's also different links on there. You have to look up Paul Ryan budget plan. And there's another plan that's a budget plan that actually comes out with numbers and things like that. That I'll have to try to find it for you, the exact thing, because I was just on the web looking it up and I looked at certain parts of it. What I was mainly looking at is because some people were saying he's gonna cut Pell Grant. He's going to get rid of Pell Grant. And I said, no, he's going to cut Pell Grant. But it wasn't cutting Pell Grant you got to cut him, but a lot of people getting Pell Grants that ain't supposed to be getting Pell Grants. So, anyway, I was doing my reception, but that you can read. The Paul Ryan, the Path to Prosperity is pretty much, he pretty much wrote that on what his plan is, what he wants to do, what he's trying to do, da 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 da. As far as the actual budget part, you have to go on there and put Paul Ryan budget and read some things. I should have done that. If I had known you wanted, I would have saved the link and probably would have emailed it to you, but I didn't, so I apologize for that. I didn't think I was going to have to do that, but yeah, definitely.
No,
do
that's
that
not a problem.
Just do your research, Jerry, because my thing is, here's my thing. The things that, I'll just say this in closing, the things that Paul Ryan is trying to do is to save programs and to cut the waste, fraud, and abuse, not to give anything to the, not to cut stuff for the rich. Now, Romney, I haven't seen a particular plan on it or what he's going to do, all that, the budget plan and all that. I'm pretty sure it's probably got something close to do with Ryan's because he picked him, but we'll see. But with Ryan, I mean, he's trying to save and reduce the deficit and put surplus in and try to fix things. And I just think we need to let somebody try to fix the stuff that we don't want to touch, because it's just wrong not to touch it. I mean, entitlements have to be handled. It's the biggest thing we spend our money on, and it's got to be brought under control. Come on, Jerry. I know too many guys, man. I know guys down here at Berry Farms. I come down here and play basketball, and I know people down here at Berry Farms that got 5, 6, 7, 8 EBT cards. Come on, man. Really? Able-bodied.
How many what?
Working. 7 or 8 EBT cards. Who's that card?
What?
And they're working. Come on, man.
Wow.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
that's
waste, fraud, and abuse.
But Jerry, my wife is a nurse. She works in the Medicare Medicaid industry. If she hadn't told you the stories of the waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid and Medicare, it would make your hair stand up. It's all the time. She tells me stories. I go, that's crazy. There are a lot of people out here getting government stuff that don't need it, that are not eligible for it, but they made it so easy to get, they're taking it. It's crazy. But that's for another show. I'll talk to you later. I'm getting ready to go watch these guys, see these guys, and we will talk next Friday. But like I said, during the week, if you need anything from me or want to try to find something, I'll definitely try to help you any way I can, man.
Not a problem. And as always, it's been a pleasure for this last hour.
Absolutely. It sure has. I can say that for sure.
All right. So you want to close this show
out? I said, take me out of here.
Okay. Since Max is ready to go and so am I, I'm going to sit down and watch some football. He's going to sit and watch some basketball. Till next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're talking about Mac and Jerry, the No Chaser, and we're out.
All right.